Okay, we ended off yesterday, Reish to Zion, with a little bit of a fight in terms of, we had a discussion. Do you have to, let's say a fruit, you pick it up to eat it, you don't make a bracha on the smell. Do you have to pick it up to eat it? What if you don't pick it up to eat it, but you do something else that shows you're interested in smelling it? I don't pick it up to smell it. If you pick it up to smell it, I make a bracha, according to most persons. Because once I pick it up, that turns it now into omid lahariach, and then I would make a bracha as a reach. What if it's on the table and I go stick my nose over to it? Is that good enough? Or do I have to actually pick it up? So, it is... If you pick it up, if it's something that's not there for smelling, it's there for eating, only if you pick it up for smelling can you now make a smelling bracha. If you pick it up for eating or for some other purpose, I guess. If you pick up for smelling, you can make a smelling bracha. So do you have to actually pick it up, or what if I put my nose next to it? Is that good enough? Okay, so it's actually discussed right now. Reish to Zion is a continuation, basically, of Reish to Zion. If you pick it up to smell, then you make a Birkas Areach. If you're smelling it. I can pick it up to smell and change my mind.
So what does picking up have to do with anything?
If I pick it up to eat it, and I smell it, I don't make a bracha. I cannot make a Birkas Areach on it. Because it has to be there for reach, for smell. So, we discussed a lot of the Gemaras in Brachas Mem Gimel. As a Mishnah, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, gives us a few rules. You don't make a Birkas HaReach on Besamim Shel Akum, not Besamim Shel Mesim, not Besamim Shel Avodah Zarah. What's the difference between Akum and Avodah Zarah? It's the same thing. Akum is a goy, but Azara is idolatry. And the Gemara basically says that Stam Oved Avodah Zarah, his parties and his smelling stuff is there for his Avodah Zarah, and therefore you're not allowed, you don't make a bracha on it. Could be also not allowed to smell it. We're not getting into that. Then the Gemara says, Amar Avuna Besamim Shabbei Sakisei, the air freshener that you put in the bathroom. If it's there to remove a bad smell, or shemen ha'asul la'avir et hazuhamah, to basically remove a bad smell from your hands, all these things you do not make a bracha on it. So Gemara asks, is that to say that if it's not there for smell, that you're not going to make a bracha on it? And the Gemara has a kasha. If you go into a perfume store, now not a contemporary perfume store necessarily, but a natural in the olden days. So you make a bracha. So Gemara says, but it's not there for smelling. It's there to be sold. It's there for business. It's not there for smelling. So Gemara says, no. Even though it's there for business, it's also there for smelling. Because how do you do business? By having people smell it. The guy wants you to smell the stuff. He wants it to smell good. You walk in, it smells good. He wants you to smell it. You like the way it smells. Then you'll buy it. So therefore, even though it's kind of omed the business, it's considered omed lariach because the guy wants you to smell it. Because through smelling it, he's going to do business. Okay. So this is the background for most of Siman Reish Yud Zayin. Let's get started. Reish Yud Zayin Aleph. Hanichnas, this is the brayso that we just said. Oh, hanichnas lachanuto asha bosem, sheish b'minei besamim. You walk into a besamim store. Mavarech barim in ebesamim. You make a bracha barim in ebesamim. Mishabur sif katan aleph. Beat the besif beis mavuah. We're going to learn in sif beis. Should we just jump to sif beis? Abde besif beis mavuah. But in she nasa bosam lahariach. You only make a barim in ebesamim if the besamim is there for smell. But this is the Gemara's kasha, right? The besamim in the store is not there to smell. It's there for business. No, right? That's the Gemara's kasha. Now he gives the Gemara's answer. The emes gamba zemikra asur lariach. No, this is also called there for smell. Because the store owner wants you to smell the besamim. You'll come to buy it. Gemara. That's the Gemara we said over. Let's say it's in the back, it's in his machsan, it's in his, what do you call it? I don't know. You have a storefront and then you have the storage room in the back. It's in the storage room in the back. So there it's not there for smelling, it's there to wait to be ordered, whatever. It's not there for smelling at all. No one goes into the back. It's not a place where people can smell it. The hasam lo avida l'reicha. So there, it's not there for smell. If you walk into that machsan, you walk into the storage room with the besamim, even if you come on it to smell it, you're not going to make a barim in a besamim. Im lo shenat lo biyado l'reich bo. So it sounds like even if you're going in to smell it, still no bracha until you pick it up in your hands. In lo shenot lo biyado l'hariach bo, which answers our question from yesterday. Ose netila, when you pick up this besamim, which is this there for storage, mashilo avida l'recha v'tzarech l'varech. That turns it into made for reyach, and then you have to make a bracha. But before that point, you will not. There's a lot of sharatzins over here. Look at these huge sharatzins. Okay, in general, he's talking about if you walk into a room and there's besamim, if the besamim are there to be smelled, so then that if besamim la riach, you're going to make a bracha on that. The whole discussion about the store is it's not really there for smelling, it's really there for business. And the Gemara's answer is no, it's also there for smelling. Okay, that's discussed at length over here in Aleph. Ois Beis in the Levarim Shaitzim talks about even the store owner himself, if he picks it up with kavanah to smell, so then he makes a bracha. Even though for him it's really a business thing, it's not really a smell thing. Okay, fine. Now, there should be the footnote 1, the Chazanish. Okay, this Chazanish keeps coming up over and over and over again, which the postgim, the contemporary postgim do not agree with. But the Chazanish holds that this rule of you don't make a birkas ariach unless it's omed lariach has to be somewhat permanent. It's not that right now pick it up to smell and then it's this is for smelling. This melon, I'm not eating it. I'm only smelling it. At least for the next week. Maybe in a week I'll change my mind. The next week this is omed. So that's what the Chazanish shows. Other postgim disagree with that. Right, it's picking something up to smell, it doesn't help us. You're gonna put it right back down and it's gonna be used for some other purpose. Fine, whatever, the postgim don't agree with the Chazanish. Fine. Right there, again, one more time. You walk into the besamim store, you make a bracha, bar mineh besamim. Why? Bar mineh besamim should be expensive cut and base, because you have all different types of besamim there. Atzeh and itzveh. And whenever you have a combination, we already discussed this, the bracha is going to be bar mineh besamim. And basically, because they're not, it's just a waft in the air. It's not, if I, like we said before, we said earlier in the week, if I have, you know, different besamims on the table, so then I'm going to make the appropriate bracha for each one. But here, I'm not, it's just hitting me in the face. It's a conglomeration of different smells. Okay, Yashav Sham Kalayom, you sit in the store all day long, ain't a mevarech alachas, one bracha. Like you sit down to eat cookies all day long, eating those cookies, one bracha. However, nechnas v'yotz, say nechnas v'yotz. If you go in and out of the store, mevarech al kol pam. Every time you go into the store, you make another bracha. However, clarifies the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch passages like this clarification. V'davka shlohaya daito lachzor. That's only if you left, but without intention of going. If you leave to go to the bathroom and you come right back, that doesn't count. Lohaya daito lachzor leivar. But if you go, you're going out for a minute, you're going out to take out the garbage, you're going out for something quick. So then you're not going to make another bracha when you come back in. This is interesting. Now, let's say you're eating cookies or you're drinking whatever. If you have a hesach hadas, you get distracted, you start to do other things. So then you should come back and make another bracha rishona. Over here, we don't say that. Why? He says it. If he had a hesach hadas, he got distracted. Eating, in between cookies, in between sips, there's an interruption. Okay, so I make one bracha, I don't have to make another bracha. But if I have that interruption, and then I have a hesach hadas, and I get distracted, I'm going to have to make a new bracha rishona. Here, it's sure I get distracted, but it's a constant flow of Coca-Cola going into my body, so to speak. Because I'm sitting in a store that has this tremendous smell. So I'm constantly smelling the smell, even if I'm not paying attention to the smell, even if I forget about the smell, the smell's still there. And therefore, even if you have Hesach Hadas, by food, by Hesach Hadas, you're going to make another bracha. By smelling, not, because the smell is consistent, unless you would leave and have Hesach Hadas. So, Kevin Shareach, although Tali calls me Shuyash Bachanut, as long as you're in the store, the smell is going into your nose. Ubala Chanut Gufanami, Pam, Rishon Shabayam Shinichon Sachanut, the owner of the store, he's sitting there all day. He comes in the morning, opens up shop, he should make a bracha. Even if he goes out and comes back, he's always planning on coming back. It's his store, he's not going out for too long. So if he doesn't have kavana lariach, it could be that the bala chanut does not have to make a bracha, but it's a machlokas. And therefore, to avoid the machlokas, he should have kavana first thing in the morning to smell it. Then everyone agrees he makes a bracha, and that bracha will basically cover him for the whole day. Okay, why is he different? The ois vav on the bottom. Shati ois vav. Lefi daat ha'achronim shechokin al taz. The taz ain balachanut shechol rech klal. Kevin she'im is kavin la'riach. He holds that the owner of the store has no interest in smelling his own besamim, and therefore he's not going to make a bracha. V'chein his, but the achronim argue on the taz. V'chein his kibagin avram, b'magin giborim shes yakov. They disagree. Ois Zayin, Yesh Achronim, Shesovrin, you don't make a bracha. Nashon. The Af, Ois Zayin on the bottom of the page, Sharatzian. The Af, Lididon, the Chokin al Taz, even though we disagree on the Taz, Umbrachim, people don't cover la Riach, came Shinen, Umbrach, the Taz, you only make a bracha when you have Kavana la Riach. And we say, no, you're Nene from the Riach, even though you don't have Kavana, you're still going to make a bracha. Mikom Mokom. When it comes to the Chenvani himself, Ain Tzarech Levarach. Why? What's the difference? Usvarosonir. It seems the svar is as follows. Says the Sharatzin on the bottom. Ois zayim. Dini darmini gabi chenvan nichale din yerche in shiv lesiv lesbini minay. The store. The besamim abedzim there for business. As a storekeeper trying to make a parnasa, I want people to smell it because that's what leads to parnasa. You smell it, you like it, you buy it. Become welcome. They goof it, but me personally, for me, it's not this for me to smell. Is that for me to make a parnasa? Is that for you to smell to give me a parnasa? Lachi kazman she'im meriach meskaven ain't tzach lebarach. And therefore, some achronim hold. Okay, so the Taz holds you only make a bracha if you have kavana. We don't pass like the Taz, but there are those that say even those who don't pass like the Taz say, but if it's the bala chanut himself, so you don't need kavana. But you're the bala chanut for you. It's not only lariach at all. It's only the riach for everyone. I want everyone else in the world to smell. Except your wife, because then she's going to ruin your business. But it's there for everyone else as well. So they make a bracha, but maybe you don't make a bracha. Unless you have specific kavana. La riach, then everyone agrees to make a bracha. And that's how you get out of the suffix bracha. Okay, that's a discussion. Mishabasif katam vav. If he goes out and comes back in, he does not make a bracha. If he had das to return, he does not make a bracha if his kavana is to return right away. If he's going out, he has a worker in the store, and he goes out, for 2 hours to go play golf. So then he's going to come back. He's going to make a bracha. Okay, that is Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, Eim Avarchen Ala Reach. So this was quoted in Mishabes Sif Katan Aleph. Eim Avarchen Ala Reach, Ela Imke Nase La Reach. You don't make a bracha on smells unless it's there to be smelled. Oh, wait, we missed an important point. This is an interesting point. I was very excited when I saw this. I had this kasha. Okay, what do we say? We said even if you go in and out, you don't make another bracha. Because your kavana was to go in and out as long as you don't spend too much time outside. Now, let's compare this to what we learned in Hilchos Brachos by eating. Let's say I take a drink of a Coke and I run across the street to visit my friend for 1 minute and I come right back. Do I have to make another bracha when I get back? Yes. What do we call that? Shinui makom. Never shinui makom. Now, let's say I'm eating cookies. I eat 3 of these cookies. So the shir, kazayas. I go across the street, say hello to my friend for 1 minute, and come back. Do I have to make another bracha when I come back to eat the cookies? No. What's the difference between the cookies and the coke? The cookies requires a bracha achrona bimkoma. I must come back to make my bracha achrona. Therefore, my eating session not ended when I leave. The coke, I can make a bracha achrona wherever, and therefore, as soon as I leave, the eating session has ended. That is minig Ashkenaz. That's the Ramah. Mechabit disagrees. We're not getting back into it. Kufa in ches. So now let's apply this to smelling. There is no bracha achrona by smelling. So there's nothing pulling me back here. So why don't we say shinei makom? Every time he goes in and out of the store, you should have to make another bracha. Just like the coke. Every time you go in and out, you gotta make another bracha on your coke.
We said it before that it's not such a great hana. It's not such a big thing.
Okay, I don't know. Look at the Sharatin Ois Yud Gimel, asks his kasha. I don't remember what he says. Let's see. Ayisu Gimel on the bottom of the page. Sharatzin. Velo dami laha disim kuf ayin ches. The bidram changed bracha achrona in brachin makom tzach levare. That if you don't need a bracha achrona, you have to make another bracha rishona when you leave and come back. Even vafila yabadai to lachzor. Even if he intended on coming right back. Shiny hasam. It's different over there by the food. They didn't have to make another bracha rishona. Why? The mechusar meiser. Because similar to what we said before about a hesach hadas in the store. Food requires an action. I have to do something to eat the food. I got to pick up the can and drink it. I got to pick up the... Well, we're not going to talk about cookies because no... She didn't come by a cookie, but got to pick up the cucumber and I have to eat it. Over here by the smells. And there's no mice of smelling. It's just something that happens. Should take it as soon as you walk into the store. You don't need to pick up the bottle of besamim and smell it. The smell comes on its own. As long as it's kavanah to come right back, there's no issue of shinui makom by smells. Because, I mean, it's a chiddush from the Magen Avraham. That the whole dinyan mechusar ma'isa is when you have to do it, of shinui makom, is you have to do an action of eating. And here, you don't have to do the action because as soon as you walk in, you're hit with the smell, and therefore there's no shinui makom issue, and you do not have to make another bracha. You don't make a bracha on smell unless it's made to be smelled. Therefore, you don't make a bracha on besamim that's there to take away the bad smell of a decaying body. Which would be on top of the bed that the mace is on. It's only there to get rid of the bad smell. So they used to have besamim on top, besamim on the bottom, besamim on top was to get rid of any bad smell that can come from a decaying body. On the bottom, the besamim was there more for covenant, hachayim, and to smell. So, about nisun lamata, though, the besamim on the bottom, you would make a bracha on. Shani omer, the covenant hachayim, masuyim, they were there for covenant hachayim. Like the Sephardim are very into, making some brachas on smells, right? Friday night to give out hadasim or whatever, to smell. V'chein, eim avarch ma'besamim shal beis hakisei, lo al shen asuy la b'et ha'zuma, that's from the Gemara that we saw in brachos, daf nun gimel. There's no bracha on besamim that's there for the bathroom, because it's just there to remove a bad smell from the bathroom. And also these oils that are there to remove the dirt from your hands, so the bad smell or whatever it is, also, it's not there to give a positive smell, it's there to remove something negative. That's interesting. Mishabura explains it as basically some sort of like a deodorant. If a person's very sweaty and he puts on these oils to make himself not smell so bad, okay, so it's there to take away a bad smell, that's so we don't do that. That's not going to get a bracha. Look at, excuse me, Bir Alacha, Dibra Masla Shabbat Sakise. I am a Mishabura. Even if he has kavana to smell these besamim are there to take away a bad smell. But let's say I pick it up in order to smell it. He still says you don't make a bracha. No, he's saying even if you miskabin lariach ain't a mevarach. V'ayin b'brim megadim takes it one step further. Even if I pick it up, I still can't make a bracha. V'ayin b'shatim shirin the raya lezev and I'm thinking asvar b'nyan zev who. Daf agad the gabe esrog namelav the reach. And I'm thinking asvar b'nyan zev who. Daf agad the gabe esrog namelav the reach. Koi in esrog. It's not a different smell. Esrog's there to be eaten or for a mitzvah. Let's say forget about the mitzvah. That's a regular fruit. Esrog on Pesach, not on Sukkot. So it's not, esrog be'etzem is assumed to be a fruit meant to be eaten. If I smell it, I make a bracha, right? So Hassan Kevin did no go la riach hare koi shapri la riach. Since I pick it up to smell it, I now turn it from a fruit that's made to be eaten into a fruit that's made to be smelled. But until I pick it up for the purpose of smelling it, it's considered omid lachila, not omid lariach. Fine. So he's saying over here, it's a very nice svara, which he's going to reject. These are besamim that are there to take away a bad smell. You don't make a bracha on something that would make a bad smell. You also don't make a brikas areach on a fruit that's meant to be eaten. When you pick up the fruit that's meant to be eaten, I pick it up in order to smell it, and now it turns from meant to be eaten to meant to be smelled, and now I can make a bracha. So why is it the same svara by the air freshener in the bathroom? It's meant to take away a bad smell. Not to be smelled, you know, in a positive sense. Take away a negative. But now I pick it up with kavana of smelling it. So just like by the fruit, it shifts gears. Why don't we shift the gears by the air freshener? So we don't do that. This is to always retain its shame. This is to remove a bad smell, no matter what you do to it. I shouldn't say no matter what you do to it, but picking it up is not going to change it from removing a bad smell to becoming something positive. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.